loved that song when they were young children. And I hope that song gives you a lot of memories. Thank you. A lot of people played along with our super game. I've tried to answer as many texts as I can, but as you can imagine, it gets a little hard sometimes. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you'll find links to our own player, plus those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728.
Tracy loves Ray, it must be so. I saw it on an overpass in Ohio, in great big letters, so it must be true. It says Tracy loves Ray and he loves her too. Tracy got a job she couldn't turn down. She's moving to the city of the angels now. Ray stays back till she settles in. He'll pack up the apartment and join her then. But distance never did a lover good, and time does things you never thought it would. She knows he'll miss her when she's far away. She leaves him a note he'll see every day. Tracy loves Ray, it must be so. She wrote it on an overpass in Ohio, in great big letters, so it must be true. It says Tracy loves Ray and he loves her too. California savoir faire. She sits on the beach and concentrates on the boy that she left back in the Buckeye State. Tracy loves me, it must be true. She wrote it on the stone and she meant it too. But the sun comes. Couple of times, and there's nothing planned. Ray loves Tracy, but the girls in town act a little bit different since she's not around. The midnight hour is the longest one. He never thought she'd be gone so long. And when his confidence is fading fast, he looks for the answer. Washing clean from the Midwest rain and the song of the sun. It says Tracy loves rain. on her door, and she's not even home. The landlord says he knows she's not here, 'cause Tracy's moved and he's no idea. One more chance, one more try, he hires a plane to ride it in the sky. Everyone in Santa Monica knows it's true. Creeping man is drifting in the air. Raylo's chasing, she's not there. He lands in Cleveland on the red-eye flight, wondering how he'll ever make it right. Driving into the breaking day, he sees it coming out mile away. Tracy loves Ray, the concrete shouts in great big letters so there ain't no doubt. It's freshly painted in a frightening hue. It says Tracy loves Ray and he loves him too. Tracy loves Ray, it must be so.
The Saturday Light Brigade. Do you remember when Tracy Loves Ray in white spray paint was on all sorts of overpasses? The Ohio Turnpike, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and that's what prompted that song written by Jay Hitt years ago. Jay has been... I talked with Jay a few months ago. He's in the Pittsburgh area for a bit after moving to New York. Be fun to get him to come down and play sometime. That song was requested by Mrs. Edwards, and I'm glad you requested it. That's one of the... A great song for Valentine's Day, or for any day celebrating love.
Communitopia joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Communitopia's 6th annual Youth Climate Action Summit takes place on March 21st at Museum Lab, located on Pittsburgh's historic north side. This youth-led summit features speakers, breakout sessions, games, and creates a space for environmentally conscious community building. More information on the 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit is available at communitopiapgh.org. That's communitopiapgh.org.
I have a very special message for you. If you are not in Allegheny County, and what that's all about is, once again, SLB is managing the Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador Program. This is a paid opportunity for high school students to serve as a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. You cover events in a journalistic style. No experience is needed. We provide mentoring. And you can earn up to $250. And our roles are already filled. We have waitlisted students in Allegheny County. But Pennsylvania's other 66 counties each have a little room left in them. Now, you can still apply if you're in Allegheny County, but you'll be put on a waiting list. If you're from one of the other counties, or if you know a teen that might be interested in this, you can go to slbradio.org/news to learn more. slbradio.org/news to learn more. Applications are due this coming Friday, February 13th, 2026. And the events you'll be covering are in the month of May. So there will be plenty of time to level up with some training and to enjoy the opportunity to be a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Thank you. We have a singer-songwriter joining us today. She is 17 and is a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa. I'm looking forward to hearing the songs that she's going to share. And we're going to just start right off with the first one. This is Ivy Evelyn.
Thank you so much for having me. This is called Not a Coming of Age Movie.
Ivy Evelyn, live at our studios at SLB. What a beautiful song. Before telling me more about you, tell me about that song. When did you write it?
I wrote it I think I wrote it this summer. I was seeing a lot of my friends who were a year above me in high school going off to college, and I just was kind of thinking about that in like a what would I feel like if I were all alone, you know, being dropped off at a dorm or anything like that. So I wanted to write a song that kind of like evoked the feeling of like being off on your own for the first time.
They must have, I'm hoping you shared that song with some of them.
Yes.
And that it probably really moved them.
Yeah. I released it yesterday on all streaming services, so wherever you get your music, you can listen to it.
It's called This Is Not a Coming of Age.
Yeah, Not a Coming of Age movie.
Yeah. Very excellent song.
Thank you so much.
So, Ivy, tell me, when did you start playing, writing music? You have a beautiful voice. I'm gathering that maybe you were singing at a really young age.
Yeah, I started playing guitar when I was in second grade, so about 11 years ago. And my parents at first didn't think that I was going to stick with it because I had quit piano lessons after like a week. But I ended up like keeping practicing and yeah, it's turned out really great. I started writing music kind of in like fifth grade. I went to a new school for sixth grade. I went to Kappa, and so I was kind of like processing a lot of emotions with that. So I was writing about that a lot, and it's all self-taught other than guitar. Like, I've had lessons, but you know, I've taught myself, you know, how to sing and how to play piano and everything. So how to write music. So
I always for students that are from Kappa, that's the Creative and Performing Arts Middle and High School here in Pittsburgh Public Schools. What school were you at before you went to Kappa?
Yeah, I was at Winchester Thurston. My mom was an English teacher there, and so me and my brother went there for a couple years.
So that's quite a change.
Yeah.
To go from there to go to Kappa. Not so much the school population per se, but just Kappa. Kappa is quite the environment. You're suddenly very much, you're around a lot of people that also love arts the way you do and love music, and you get a chance to meet a lot of folks. What was the adjustment like for you?
Yeah, I think at Winchester I was definitely surrounded by a lot of like young people who wanted to create and stuff, but going to Kappa, it was like exactly like you would think it would be. It was like a whole new place. The teachers are all musicians, like in the Pittsburgh area. So like being able to go out and hear them play and things like that was really inspiring. And I think also just being surrounded by people who like I knew I automatically had something in common with them was like really reassuring. Going to a new place and a new school, it can be scary, but that was like comforting for me.
As Ivy gets ready to share her next song, Betsy and Todd, her mom and dad are here today, and I want to acknowledge them. You can follow Ivy on Instagram at Ivy Evelyn Music. And you can also find a YouTube video of the song. You just heard Not a Coming of Age movie, and as Ivy Evelyn mentioned just a few moments ago, it's also available on various streaming services. With you tuned up, let's get your next song. I think we'll have time for two more.
Okay.
So what would you like to do next?
Yeah, this one is called Rock Bottom Has a Basement. I wrote this recently. I was complaining to my friend about somebody, and they said, wow, I didn't know that they could stoop that low. I guess Rock Bottom has a basement. And it made me laugh, and I told them that was the song lyric, and they said, no, it's not. So this is kind of my proof that, yes, it is a song lyric. Anything can be a song lyric. And that happens a lot in conversation with my friends. So, yeah, I'm really proud of this one. And I plan on recording it and releasing it in the next coming months. So keep an eye out for that. Rock bottom has a basement. Didn't know it till I saw it in you. My jaw had hit the pavement. basement. As I lined up in the queue, I was waiting for a visit. You were locked up for your crimes. You were counting digits on the walls of your confines. I had so much time. I had so much time, 'cause I was on the outside. Had your cell locked, threw away the key. While I climbed to the top, no one heard your pleas. You were sending signals, I was blocking them out. 'Cause your screams were dismal compared to my shouts. I was breaking. Breaking out after you shut me down. Shut me down. And maybe it's a joke that I don't understand. Maybe you lied, you were dealt a bad hand. Oh, tongue in cheek, or is it cheek and tongue? Maybe it's a joke that you don't understand. I didn't miss you while I played with my band. Oh, tongue in cheek, or was it cheek and tongue?
That is Ivy Evelyn. Just so you know, I'm talking to Ivy for a minute. I wasn't sitting here checking social media something.
Okay.
I took a little video, just the short one, of you to put up on our social media so people know where to find you. Sometimes. Especially as people are developing, their songs will sound kind of the same. That song was markedly different than the one you played before, which is nice, different tempo and a different style. Also, your voice is incredible. And
thank you so
much. Are you taking, is somebody coaching you at Kappa now?
Or? No, I had voice lessons for maybe like a month, but I just kind of feel it out. I honestly don't really think of myself as a singer. Everybody's like, your voice is so great. And I'm like, thank you so much. It's just kind of there. Like, I
You're
don't know.
A natural. I don't want to read into this, but did you find formal voice lessons did it take the fun out of it? Or did you just not?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I was joking with my parents when I came in. They were like, do you need to warm your voice up? And I was like, I'll just like run through the song once or twice. I'm kind of like, I don't want to overthink it, because I feel like if I'm focusing too much on my voice and like things like that, I kind of lose some of the emotion behind it sometimes, which I probably should work on being able to do both. But yeah, I think maybe like when I get older, I would definitely try doing vocal lessons and things more, but as of right now, I'm just kind of, you know, having fun.
Yeah, I think the need to conform to that is not necessarily something you have to do. I played tennis a lot when I was in high school and beforehand, and I remember I was a pretty decent tennis player, but I never had a lesson. And my form was awful. And I remember taking lessons at one point, and it made me a worse tennis player. And it also caused me to not like playing so much. So that took maybe about a month until I stopped.
I taught myself piano from playing guitar. And when I went to Kappa, one of like our courses in middle school and some of high school was piano lab. And they were like, okay, you're going to use these fingers to play these notes in this position. And I was like, that's not what I've been doing. That's not right. This feels so wrong. And I was scared that I was going to forget how to play piano because they were teaching me these new positions. It was weird.
Yeah, making that adjustment has got to be tough. Did you stick with that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did it because it was a class we had to do. But yeah, I've gotten a lot better at piano, honestly, from that. And I listen to a lot of jazz piano things, like Errol Garner and Oscar Peterson. And yeah, I mean, I'm not Errol Garner or Oscar Peterson, but yeah, I like listening to piano and kind of trying out some of their things.
So. Oh, that's very good to hear. You picked two terrific pianists. Are there others that you especially like?
I mean, musicians that I like, I'm a really big fan of Joni Mitchell. I could wax poetic about Joni for hours and hours and hours.
I heard a little Joni Mitchell in your voice.
Aww,
as you sung that song.
That's the biggest compliment. Thank you so much.
I really did, and I typically won't say something like that because I don't want to compare you to somebody else, but a little bit, just the freedom and spirit behind your voice.
Aww, thank you.
Was great. We're going to have you end with a song, but do you have any plans yet for after graduation? You'll be graduating in 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the process of making a decision. The next song I'm going to play for you, actually, I played at my Berklee College of Music audition, and I got accepted there, which is a huge deal for me.
It's a huge deal for
anybody. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Thank you so much. I also got into Duquesne and their music program, and I really want to study music therapy, so Duquesne has a great program for that, but I also want to, I don't know, it's a big decision right now. I've got two great options.
They're all reversible and sort of interchangeable, but those are great, both great choices. Clearly, I'm not the only one who thinks you're as accomplished as you are. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before playing the next song?
Yeah, I mean, that song is out on all streaming, Not a Coming of Age Story by Ivy Evelyn. There's a music video on YouTube too. My friend Steph and I put a lot of effort in. We were running around on the bridge in the cold filming it. So I hope if you go watch it, you really enjoy it. And I'm trying to get out there more. And social media is kind of the way to do that nowadays. So any support you could offer is really helpful. And I'm just excited to see what happens next.
Well, thanks for joining us. What's the name of the song you're about to play?
Yeah, this is called Backgrounders.
Once again, Ivy Evelyn.
I've been thinking of you more than I did before. Does it mean something, or am I just bored? God, you were the best, and I was a mess. I would pretend I was together, so you were impressed. And now I'm walking in the snow, listening to Wilco sing about old magazines while I walk past your home. Oh, it's outgrown, and they say you are just a hopeless romantic. I say I'm hopeful, but it's all semantics. You were my obsession, but that's not how just a stroke? What does it mean when you say you don't got the time? It's not like I begged you to be mine. If you say no, I'll be fine. I am not a person of interest, just a backgrounder, no reason to win it. You were like me, but less. I needed you so I could be my best to tell the world the rest.
Ivy, Evelyn, thank you.
Thank you.
And Mike just wrote five words that'll make you feel good. I heard Joni Mitchell too, he wrote. So
I'm honored. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions Alumni Theater Company is going to join us shortly with a preview of Aquila and the Bee. Good morning to Becky in Slippery Rock, by the way. Thank you for your note.
Do without old movies, happy hours spent, just you and me making love and watching TV. And what would we do without Fairbanks, Gable, Taylor, Cooper, and Wayne? Friends who shared so much with us as we made our future plans or had a fight and just couldn't sleep. So much philosophy from movies. I've learned from watching Doris Day that in the end, everything turns out okay. And I try not to laugh too hard at them, 'cause we'll be an old movie too someday. And I try not to laugh too hard at them, 'cause we'll be an old movie too someday.
Lou London and a tune called Old Movies at the Saturday Light Brigade. Get ready for Alumni Theater Company. We have two members of the cast of Aquila and the Bee joining us, and you'll meet them momentarily.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Alumni Theater Company has always been a favorite of mine. It's because of the way they welcome so many students. That's kind of why it's called Alumni Theater Company. They come home. Some of them already are part of that home, but it ends up just being a fantastic spot for youth to practice the craft of acting and to enjoy themselves. And why am I explaining it when I've got three people in front of me that can do an even better job? And I'm going to turn it over. If you could just each introduce yourself, maybe indicate where you'd go to school. And if you've got any shout outs, I'm already giving a shout out to Bridget of Alumni Theater Company. If you have anybody you'd like to acknowledge, feel free.
My name is RJ Williams. I go to Westinghouse Arts Academy. And I want to shout out Imani, who's right beside me, one of my castmates. I also want to shout out my mom, who's waiting for me in the room.
Hi, my name is Imani Green, and I go to Environmental Charter School. I'd also like to shout out RJ and Miss Jelena. They're really, like, supportive. And I would also like to shout out my mom and my stepdad, who's here today.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. I'm Jelena McLaren. I work at Alumni Theater. I wear a lot of hats, but I'm just excited to be here with these kids. The production, the rehearsals have been so wonderful to see snippets of. It's really, you know, if you've ever been in a rehearsal room, seeing the difference from day one to like, oh, we're opening in a week is such a inspiring thing. So I'm just super proud of both of them and the rest of the cast. They're doing so great.
Well, I am curious how each of you became actors. I think I'll start with you, Imani. Tell me kind of how, I was going to say the bug bit you, but it's more than a bug. When did you discover you had a passion for acting?
So I've always wanted to pursue something, and my friend who goes to Alumni Theater Company, she said that I should try it out. So I auditioned for it, and I figured whenever I went there, I was like really nervous, and I thought I was going to be out of place. But everyone was really supportive, and the experience was really thrilling, and I really liked everyone there. And whenever I like did my first show, it was like so fun and thrilling, and like I really, really liked it. Like, it was so cool, and I really found my passion.
Congratulations. I mean, it takes a lot of bravery, mm-hmm. I think, to do that, to put yourself out there in front of other people. I think about that a lot. I like right where I am. I'm sort of in front of other people, but in a kind of controlled way, to actually get on stage and also channel words that were written by somebody else. That takes a lot.
Right.
What about for you, RJ?
I actually didn't start acting until about a year ago. My first musical that I was ever in was my school did a production of the SpongeBob musical, and I got Larry the Lobster. And I just remember being in that environment. It was so thrilling, and I got to express myself in such a different way that I didn't really know that I could, you know, do. And so one of my castmates in SpongeBob, actually, he recommended that I try out for ATC, and I did. I did ATC Summer Intensive, and yeah, so I don't know, acting is always, or not always, I mean, I just, you know, kind of found it, but so far it's just been something that I've really grown a deep love and respect and understanding for.
Now, we're going to talk about Aquila and the Bee as a production, in a few moments or so, but mm-hmm. I'd like to talk about Alumni Theater Company and more about the experiences you've had, who you've met, who's helped you, things that maybe have surprised you about the environment there.
You
want to
go
with me? Do you want to go?
Okay.
So, again, whenever I did my first show, I was very nervous. But Miss Bridget, the executive director, she really talked to me a lot, and we really grew together, and we had a close connection. And whenever Mr. Montez, the artistic director, whenever he first came about, I was like a little bit unsure about him because I didn't know him. But me doing Aquila and a B, I feel like I've also grown closer to him because we've like really been working closer together. We've been emailing each other, and he's just really been a great help with me doing Aquila and a B.
He is an amazing actor, really, if you're thinking about Mr. Montez Freeland.
I thought so. Montez Freeland. He's also directing this play as well as being the artistic director of the company.
Yeah, I forgot that he was getting very active with Alumni Theater Company. What about for you, RJ?
I joined ATC because I never really got to work with a lot of people who looked like me. I grew up in a very rural area.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Newcastle. So, no one down there really, I didn't really have an understanding of people, or people didn't have an understanding of me. And when I came down here, I was just really, really happy to find somewhere that I could actually, put myself into and really just shine. And I think Miss Bridget, Mr. Montez, meeting them everyone at Alumni Theater Company, everyone is just so amazing, and they've really helped me kind of grow out of my shell. Even some of my castmates, like with Aquila, I've gotten, so much good advice from like our older castmates that I never would have heard anywhere else, and it's helped me grow so much already. So
yeah, we have all three of our ensembles, at Alumni Theater Company. We have both, we have a young artist ensemble, we have a teen ensemble, and we have a professional ensemble that is made up of adults. And in Aquila of the Bee, we have members of all three ensembles. And so it's a really lovely opportunity for mentorship and for folks to learn in this like safe sort of family communal environment. It's lovely to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's an important the company is known for welcoming black actors and producers and directors, mm-hmm. and it's important to have a space like that. And you, as you're listening, regardless of your background, you should feel free to come to see the play. It's a welcoming environment. And let's mention the dates. It's a short run. It opens Friday the 13th, this coming Friday, and then we'll run Saturday and Sunday. The theater is at 6601 Hamilton Avenue. Mm-hmm. Easy to get to. If you can get to the zoo, you can get to Hamilton Avenue in Homewood. Everybody thinks that's a tough drive.
I know. It's right there.
Right off of Washington Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And now, Aquila and the Bee, I should know this better. Is it based on a tale?
It's based on a movie. It's a 2006 movie starring Kiki Palmer, Angela Bassett, and Lawrence Fishburne.
I really should know.
No. You're good. And then it was adapted into a play, a stage play by Cheryl L. West, and the original screenplay was Doug Atchison. But this adaptation, when Montez came to Alumni Theater Company, he just like looked at us and knew that it was perfect for ATC. And so we're just so excited to be working on it. And these two have been doing such good work.
Thank you.
Without being too much of a spoiler, can you describe the basic plot?
So basically, Aquila is trying to overcome her fears, and she's trying to get confidence, and she's doing multiple spelling things, and she's also trying to grow within her characteristics.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, is Aquila young?
Mm-hmm.
And so Aquila sort of coming of age.
Right.
and is looking to become the person. Yeah. Are you Akila?
Yes, I am.
That's excellent. And RJ, who are you?
I play Dylan. I'm sort of the antagonist or Akila's bully.
It's very sweet here, but maybe not so sweet on stage.
What do you do to bully poor Akila?
Oh, you know. I tease her a little bit. I'm a bit of a jerk. I'm a bit of a jerk. I'll just say that.
Pulling her hair, making fun of her.
That's someone else's job.
they're competitors in the spelling bee, and Dylan really wants to win.
That's. I was just gonna see. I was thinking, it's a spelling bee. Mm-hmm. So you two are competing against each other.
Yeah, we're like rivals. Basically.
And now I'm remembering the movie a little bit better. That's really. Something. Are there other contestants?
Yes, there is.
So many.
But you two are probably the ones that kind of emerge. Are family members in the play as well?
Yes. Yeah, the family plays a big part of it. You know, there's like some trouble in Akila's family that she's coping with. So it's like it's a tale about resilience and grief and growth and relying on your community. The whole community around Akila as well as her family is supporting her through this like coming of age moment.
Right.
That sounds like a great production. What's the age range that you think is appropriate? Would you say maybe 12 and up? Or?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. I would say even a little younger. I might go as low as 10. Mm-hmm. I think that there are like a couple challenging themes. There's some like violence that has happened in Akila's family that honestly, I think as long as a parent had a conversation with their kid about it, it could be fine to watch.
And what's the length?
Oh, the length, I think it's going to be about 2 hours with an intermission. Mm-hmm. I think so. You might know better than me.
Yeah. That's sometimes how people make their decisions to go, at least in terms of age. Will my son or daughter say?
Yes, definitely.
Long. It sounds like a really, really good story. Has the play changed the way, in terms of the subject matter of the play? It may be a little too early to ask this. I'm curious if it's changed your outlook on anything you experience, if that makes sense. The experiences, like RJ, I'll give you an example. I can't imagine you being a jerk in real life. from the moment you walked in here, I'm thinking, RJ, smiling. Seems like the kind of guy I'd like to hang out with. But yet you're having to play way off type. Does that cause you to look at people any differently? Or
it does. It causes me to look at myself a bit differently as well. I can relate to Dylan on a few things and, you know, how he sees the world and how he sees other people. And it, at first, whenever I got the character of Dylan, I was like, oh, okay, cool. I get to be a little mean. And then the work of actually acting that character out and playing someone came in, and I got to really analyze him and his life. And it gave me an understanding of him and people who might act the same way as Dylan. Because this is actually some advice that one of my castmates gave me, Mr. Sheldon Ingram. He basically said that when you're acting, you are, you know, whether you're on stage or on TV, there's someone there who has lived that life that you're portraying. And so, you know, that just, you know, again, that made me have a whole different outlook on acting. Like, acting is so important. It's so important. And, you know, when he told me that, it really helped me look at myself in a way and be like, okay, I was a bit of a Dylan, you know. I was a bit of a Dylan a while ago. And, you know, it helped me kind of realize why I was like that, how I was like that, how I've grown, and how I can also let Dylan grow instead of making him this, you know, flatline, like one-dimensional character.
That's incredible advice. And it sounds like Sheldon Ingram also gave you sensitivity to the audience, which is something I think a lot of folks miss that these days. Not so much actors, but it's really important. We're so solitary sometimes where an audience is a screen. You really need to know how you're reaching an audience. What about you, Imani? Any changes or differences in perspective as you've been taking on the role?
So I feel like Akilah is a very emotional person, and I feel like she sometimes takes that out on a lot of people. And I kind of relate to that because lately I've been like really emotional too. Like, you know, I've been dealing with my feelings and everything. And, you know, sometimes I would probably take it out on someone, and Akilah is like trying to overcome that. And she's trying to like be confident about everything about herself. She's trying to move on from the past. She's trying to deal with grief. And I just really relate to that in a really big way.
What? Those are just amazing answers.
I'm here to help, but they got it.
So, Jelena, I'm sorry. What do people need to know that we haven't been talking about in terms of showing up, in terms of... I know that Alumni Theater Company is very welcoming. I'm probably going to alumnitheatercompany.org is the best way to get tickets.
Yeah, tickets are affordable. They're $25. We have a student price that's $15. We have a big parking lot just past the theater. So if you're worried about finding parking in this terrible tons of feet of snow, which has been stopping me from going out, there's a completely plowed parking lot that'll have tons and tons of room for you. And the only other thing I'll say is that the audience, you know, I've worked at a lot of theaters. I act myself outside of ATC, and the audiences at ATC are the most welcoming. Like the we really invite, you know, we don't stand on decorum. We don't need you to be like silent and and super like this idea of respectful. We want you to hoot and holler. We want you to let us know that you're enjoying it. And that is at ATC, that is something that you will find, and you will find companionship and warmth in the audience as well as from the stage.
Now I'm curious, we just have a few moments left, RJ and Imani. Let's see, Imani, you're in ninth grade, RJ, 11th grade. Have you, I'm sure you've thought about life after high school, but are you heading in any direction now in terms of what you might want to do once you graduate?
Well, when I graduate, I'm currently kind of making like a list of schools that I want to apply to, things like that. I do know that I would really love to double major in journalism and acting. I think that there is that those two things correlate with each other. You're communicating something to someone, and after college, I really want to pursue acting as a career. It's you know, affected my life for the better in so many ways, and I'd love to continue this. Well, definitely.
And I see you live in Penn Hills, not too far away. If it's of interest, our Youth Media Center has programs in youth journalism where you can work with some great folks, and we'll make sure you get that information.
Awesome.
Coming here. And what about you, Imani? Have you thought much about what comes next?
So I was thinking about going to college and maybe majoring for theater. And I've also been thinking about doing real estate, because I've been thinking about being a real estate agent, because it has some like aspects of entrepreneurship.
Do you know any real estate agents?
My principal has taught me that one of his old students were one, and I think that I'm probably going to reach out to him.
There, I know of at least one real estate agent who teaches at UCS, actually, who you've probably had, I believe, but I'll give that to you off the air rather than on the air. It's really wonderful to have all three of you here. Is there anything else any of you would like to say
I will add, we do have a couple community partners for the show. We're going to do a spelling bee where we give away prizes during intermission for every show. And there will also be tabling in our lobby before and during intermission. There's Black Women for Better Education, Civically, Pittsburgh Public Schools, and the Young Dreamers Bookstore. So there's so much happening that's with the show. There's like something for everyone, and we just love for folks to come out.
I'd want to be part of it. That would be fun.
But that's what we thought, right?
I'd want to be the, I'm sure you've got somebody to do it. Is it the spell master, whoever gets
is it the pronouncer? Is that what the role is?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some kids playing that in the play, but I think maybe Miss Bridget might be doing it.
Onomatopoeia.
Right.
Onomatopoeia. Use it in a sentence and all those tactics. Did either of you have to do spelling bees growing up? I never did.
No.
Funny. I never. The only spelling bees I've ever seen have been in movies or on TV.
I was in so many growing up.
Really?
I was really good at it.
Oh.
Yeah, I lost that ability. Too much time on the cell phone and autocorrect just stripped the ability to spell from me.
Well, it's fine. I can still spell, but I can't type.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm really glad for autocorrect. I could not do it. Well, I'm really so happy to have you both here, RJ and Imani. RJ's kind of mean. Dylan, playing Dylan, and Imani typecast as the kind Akilah, I hope. And Jelena, thank you so much for being here. Learn more at alumnitheatercompany.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, plus those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, as well as our listen by phone number, 631-359-8728.
Grooving on a New York afternoon. We're grooving on a New York afternoon. On a Sunday, went to the city hoping this would be the one day. New York afternoon, took a subway, went to the Village, Chinatown, walked down Broadway. On a day in June, strolling through the park, what a lovely, lovely feeling. Then I looked at you and my